beginning Sunday, April the 13th at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the Texas Department of Transportation's contractor will close the northbound freeway section of State Highway 6 south of the Rock Prairie Bridge. All traffic will be diverted to the northbound frontage road via the Rock Prairie exit ramp. Subsequently, the entrance ramp will also be closed due to the freeway closure. This closure is necessary for the contractor to install the concrete beams for the widened section of the Rock Prairie Bridge. The State Highway 6 freeway will be reopened prior to 6 a.m. on Monday morning upon completion of the work. Then on beginning Monday evening, April the 14th, at 6:30 p.m. in the evening, TxDOT's contractor will close the southbound freeway section of State Highway 6 north of the Rock Prairie Bridge. All traffic will be diverted to the southbound frontage road via the Rock Prairie exit ramp, the State Highway 6 entrance ramp near the Texas Avenue Deacon intersection will also be closed due to the freeway closure. This closure is necessary for the contractor to install the concrete beams for the widened section of the Rock Prairie Bridge. The State Highway 6 freeway will be reopened prior to 6:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning on completion of the work. The exit to the Rock Prairie Road should be used as an alternative route. Police officers will be in place for both of these closures and to control traffic at the frontage road intersection. We urge motorists who travel this area to watch for workers and construction equipment in the area and to expect some delays. This is all part of a $4.2 million construction project that is contracted to Lone Star Road Construction and is scheduled to be complete by the summer of 2015. TxDOT and our contractor appreciate everyone's patience during these closures.
Sort of a perfect example of what you all talked about during Work Zone Safety Awareness Week.
That is correct. There's going to be men and women that are on the road, and they're going to be putting in these beams, these new beams for the bridge. And so we have to take that 70-mile-an-hour traffic off the roadway so they can do that, because they have to get so much equipment underneath the bridge built to be able to install or erect those new beams.
And this is all, of course, weather permitting.
Yes, sir, weather permitting. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
While we've been talking about what's happening at the freeway Rock Prairie Road interchange, that's not the only place where there's going to be construction starting.
That's correct. On Tuesday the 15th, beginning at 8:30, TxDOT contractor will close the State Highway 6 northbound ramps and the northbound frontage road lanes between State Highway 30, which is Harvey Road, and FM 60, which is University Drive. The State Highway 6 northbound exit to FM 60 will be closed, and traffic warning to access FM 50 will be detoured to State Highway 30 exit ramp. Additionally, the State Highway 6 northbound entrance ramp will be closed, and traffic warning to Interstate Highway 6 will have to use the next entrance ramp. These ramps allow the contractor to remove the existing ramps and construct the new ramps. The left lane of State Highway 6 northbound frontage road will also be closed, leaving one lane of traffic between State Highway 30 and FM 60. This closure will allow the contractor to begin roadway widening operations for a future auxiliary lane between the two new ramps. Along with these closures, a construction speed limit will be in place. The speed limit will be reduced to 60 miles per hour within the work area for the State Highway 6 northbound traffic only. As a reminder to motorists, the speed limit will be enforced. These closures and speed zones are expected to be in place for approximately 3 months. This work is all part of our $9.6 million State Highway 6 ramps project, where we're going in and reconstructing all our ramps, and it's contracted to Big Creek Construction. This project is scheduled to be complete, all of it, by the spring of 2015.
Never a good time for this to happen, particularly at a university, which always experiences high volume, but was the window of this portion of the project intentional to try to be at the least problem?
Yes, sir. That is the reason that we're doing it. We want to have it all completed by the time football season gets here. So that is one of the reasons that we have chose this area to go work next.
And do you have an update regarding the ramp changes that are taking place southbound at William Joel Bryan?
Yes, sir. They should be wrapping that up very shortly, and I'm thinking within the next 2 weeks that will be done, and so they are going to be beginning on this project. So that crew will move on down over to the one on that we're going to next to, between State Highway 30 and FM 60.